showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
March into JCPenney for big savings at the President's Day Appliance Sale. Get up to 40% off hot deals on select styles of your favorite brands like LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through 227. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump will sign Congress's border deal.
I'm going to support the national emergency.
New developments in the investigation into that alleged hate crime attack on actor Jussie Smollett. Chicago police say they have found the men from the night in question.
Retail giant Amazon says it will not be building a new headquarters in New York.
The theft of medical records is surging. That is up nearly 25% from 2017.
The Senate has now confirmed President Trump's nominee for Attorney General.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe telling 60 Minutes he made sure the Russia investigation would not vanish.
I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground.
R. Kelly, the singer's attorney, denying reports that a graphic video allegedly showing Kelly involved with a minor has been turned over to police.
In Denver, a tentative deal has been reached to end the city's massive teacher strike. Thousands walked off a job days ago demanding better pay.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 334 points. That's how much the stock market is up. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling great.
64 degrees outside. A little misty. It's Friday, TGIF and all that kind of stuff.
Indeed.
Listen to one ear. Can you get that other thing so I can... This thing's acting up again. 272-9228, first time caller, says Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You guys were tearing it up at Fresh Market yesterday. Saw two listeners when I dropped by. I did something for that church event that I went to last night, which was great, by the way, at Les and Sean Cole's house. Had the fire pit going, had the music band playing in the background, the praise band. It was great. But I went to Fresh Market and I was trying to figure out what am I going to take?
Right.
And they had the pimento cheese, which is the kind of the spicy one.
The jalapeno one.
Yeah, and I got some French rounds and that.
Oh, yeah.
And people just knock that thing out.
That's one of my favorite things. If I'm feeling like a guilty pleasure, I will go get that. Exactly. The French rounds and the jalapeno banana cheese.
And that with a glass of wine is really, really good. So people were digging on that, and y'all were, everybody, people were just killing it at Fresh Market. Old Navy got the heart-shaped steak for he and Mrs. Old Navy. And they're on their way up north right now. Just chatted with him a little while ago. And he gave me a great book, Robert E. Lee. And it's kind of a narrative history behind the scenes of Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
And then Ritz stopped me in the parking lot. You know how he always calls it skunky Corona?
Yeah, he knocked your Corona.
Yeah, he gave me a case of Corona. with limes, which will be greatly appreciated for this weekend, I promise you. But all in all, it was a great birthday yesterday. I really appreciate the birthday wishes from everyone. Let's see. Also, any caller can get in today on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from the one and only Sweet Creek Farm Market. You need to go by and see Karen and Reed Ingram. And tell me you're a Damar Show listener. Just kind of shop around, see the fun things that they've got. Highly recommend if you're going to have lunch, and today would be a great day to have lunch down there. The Cuban sandwich. Camp stew is my side of doing my Cuban sandwich. Or just get a straight up camp stew. If they've got the chili, definitely get some chili while you're down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Man, a lot going on today, my friend. A lot going on. Let's start out with Jesse Smollett and kind of some breaking news. Let's do Dean Reynolds first, if you wouldn't mind.
This story, two brothers are being questioned as persons of interest in the alleged beating of Empire star Jesse Smollett. Their Chicago home was raided yesterday. Now, a source tells CBS Chicago station WBBM-TV that investigators want to know whether the men helped the actor stage the incident. Chicago police tweeted that reports about the incident being a hoax are unconfirmed by case detectives. Dean Reynolds is outside Chicago police headquarters and has covered this from the beginning.
The two brothers are of Nigerian descent, and they apparently left for Nigeria on the same day that this alleged attack occurred. Upon their return to Chicago, they were detained at O'Hare Airport by police who wanted to question them. And now their attorney says they could face charges later today, though what charges those could be is still unclear.
They're baffled why they are people of interest.
Attorney Gloria Schmidt says her clients are adamant they had nothing to do with the alleged attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett.
It's an awful thing what happened to Jussie, but it's not my guys.
Schmidt says her clients have worked with Smollett on the set of Empire and have spent time with him at the gym. She says they were as shocked as everyone else when they learned about the possible hate crime.
This is someone that they know. This is someone that they've worked with. So they don't want to see somebody go through that.
Okay. So it's two people, Nigerian, Africans, Americans now, I guess. And they literally picked him up at O'Hare. Now, there's going to be another piece of this report that we're going to get into. Dean Reynolds is going to continue. And this is interesting. They're interviewing people of interest.
Last month, Smollett told police two men beat him around 2 a.m. near his Chicago apartment. Police later released these two surveillance images of the persons of interest. Smollett, who is openly gay, told police the attackers doused him with an unknown substance that smelled like bleach and tied a rope around his neck. He detailed the alleged attack in a recent interview.
I see the attacker masked, and he said, "This MAGA country punches me right in the face." So I punched his back, and then we started tussling. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back.
Police raided the Chicago home of the persons of interest Thursday. Doors were broken and clothes and belongings tossed around. CBS Chicago station WBBM-TV reports police removed bleach, a black face mask hat, a red hat, an Empire script, receipts, and other items.
I've never been some media whore. That's not who I am. I don't look for that type of attention.
Smollett has denied being involved or making up the assault. He said he's hopeful the attackers will be found.
I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed.
Now, 20th Century Fox is disputing reports that Smollett was being written out of the show Empire at the time all of this went down. His publicist says that Smollett went in for a routine round of follow-up questioning by police detectives yesterday, and he continues to cooperate.
Joey, if you wouldn't mind, would you go back and play that second piece again? And I'm going to stop you at a particular location.
Last month, Smollett told police two men beat him around 2 a.m. near his Chicago apartment. Police later released these two surveillance images of the persons of interest. Smollett, who is openly gay, told police the attackers doused him with an unknown substance that smelled like bleach and tied a rope around his neck. He detailed the alleged attack in a recent interview.
I see the attacker masked, and he said, "This MAGA country punches me right in the face." So I punched his back. And then we started tussling. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back.
Police raided the Chicago home of the persons of interest Thursday. Doors were broken and clothes and belongings tossed around. CBS Chicago station WBBM-TV reports police removed bleach, a black face mask hat, a red hat, an Empire script, receipts, and other items.
Now, that's interesting.
Wow. But
black mask, I mean, that snow.
You're right.
Red hat wasn't a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the people of interest, these two guys who are pretty, you know, you see the victim and you look at him and he's pretty okay in shape. These two guys are bodybuilders.
Yeah, they're vascular in a way, yes.
I mean, they're...
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering, I don't know, this just doesn't... It's starting to not add up. Type thing, and they're kind of myth. They're like when you're going to hear the Fox update that just happened a couple of hours, 3 hours ago, two and a half hours ago. You're going to get some more information. There were some rumors about that they were looking at Smollett as that he created a hoax, but then the chief superintendent of police basically called the ABC station, said, "No, that is not true. You've got bad sources." Let's go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes, we're going to get into the discussion of the president doing national emergency powers and things like that. Of course, we're going to be doing that. Now, Fox did a report, like I said, about 2.5 hours ago, doing kind of an update on the Smollett situation.
Fox affiliate reporter Joni Lum is live outside the Chicago Police Department with more. Joni, he could be in trouble, right?
Well, they're still sorting all that out. What we do know is that these two men are in custody here at this police station here in Chicago. They were questioned all day yesterday, and the plan is to question them again. These are the two men who were seen in a security camera image that police made public while they were seeking information for this case. And police have repeated, these are persons of interest. They are not charged with a crime. They are not considered suspects. There's been a lot of information coming out about the Jussie Smollett case here, the Empire actor. Police issued a statement saying reports implying the incident was a hoax are unconfirmed, and sources used for that claim are uninformed and inaccurate. The two men seen in that security camera image walking near that crime scene in downtown Chicago have been identified by police. Their attorney says that the two were picked up at O'Hare Airport. A source telling Fox 32 that police learned that they were on a plane to Nigeria, that U.S. Customs officials had that plane turned around and diverted back to Chicago where police were waiting for them. And about reports that Jussie Smollett's role in Empire was related to all this, Fox Television and Entertainment issued a statement saying that the idea that Jussie Smollett has been or would be written off Empire is patently ridiculous. He remains a core player on this very successful series, and we continue to stand behind him. Smollett went on record saying that he believes that those two men seen in that image are the men who attacked him. Police questioning them here, and they expect to talk to Jussie Smollett. They've been in communication with him. They expect to talk to him when he returns to Chicago. He's scheduled to do that to begin working on the show Empire.
Now, there's conflicting information in both of those stories. One, they said that they left for Nigeria on the night and the day of the attack.
Right.
Then she said when they were going to Nigeria, they turned the plane around. And it sounds to me as if they had, because another report was that they came in from Nigeria and arrested them at O'Hare. So we got a little conflicts that are in here, which we're going to keep an eye on. But
yeah, this story to me is a lesson in developing stories, not just from the initial reporting of it, but like today and yesterday. I've been trying to make heads or tails of it with all the different articles people are sharing, some from the local affiliates, some from national outlets, and it's hard to make heads or tails of exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I went in and picked up, I couldn't download the WGN piece out of it, but it was very similar to what that story was right there. It wouldn't copy back over to my download unit. But this is going to be something we're going to watch. I think by middle of next week, I think we'll probably have something here, particularly if they're holding the two people of interest, because they can hold them for, I think, was it 72 hours?
Yeah.
And so that gives us today and Saturday and then cut loose on Sunday. So if they're going to charge anything, It's probably going to have to be this weekend. So, as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time.
Well, I mean, possibilities are they actually, these two brothers, did the attack.
That's one possibility. Or, but they said they don't know anything about it.
Right. Or, in my mind, maybe this is all staged. Maybe they're in on some sort of staging. Or maybe somehow these two guys are framed. It's kind of like, if they're claiming they don't know anything about it, why are they being held?
Right. And was the stuff that was in the apartment, was it potentially planted? Who had the keys to that, for example?
Right. It's interesting.
It really is. Particularly if they, on the day that they left, is the day that the attack happened. You remember, he had just flown in to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And what were they doing out on the same time that he allegedly was walking around, type thing? The apartment thing, that's why I wanted you to go back and play that. The apartment thing where they found, of course, you could find bleach at my house.
Right.
That didn't mean I poured it on anybody.
Right.
But you could find bleach. You could find a MAGA hat in my house. Not just a red
Does
hat.
Does Dan have bleach to, you know, get out stains and to clean floors, or is it...
Pour on people.
Or is it, you know, get rid of blood? Who knows?
Yeah, let me do this. Let's reset. Let's go to a quick break here, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With Congress not paying as much as he wants for a southern border wall, President Trump says he's declaring a national emergency to pay for it.
I don't know what to do with it. We have so much money. But on the wall, they skimped. So I was successful in that sense, but I want to do it faster. I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this.
He says he knows he'll be sued. The Constitution says Congress is in control of spending. President Trump made the announcement while also approving a border security funding bill to avoid another government shutdown tomorrow. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld says he's considering a Republican Party primary challenge to the president.
I think our country is in grave peril, and I cannot sit any longer quietly on the sidelines.
Weld at a breakfast event in New Hampshire this morning. He ran for vice president on the Libertarian Party ticket in 2016. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I want to get into the McCabe and how that was handled on the news last night. But Amazon axes the plan for New York headquarters. Thank you, AOC. Let's listen in.
There is mixed reaction this morning to Amazon's decision to cancel a multi-billion dollar plan for a second headquarters right here in New York City. The company abruptly announced it's pulling out after growing opposition from some lawmakers, union leaders, and activists. David Begno is in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens, where the headquarters would have been based. David, good morning. Intense reactions and feelings on both sides on this one.
You're right about that, Gail. Good morning. So that's Manhattan behind me, and right across the East River here in Long Island City, right there at the edge of the water, is where Amazon was going to put their new headquarters, not just another facility, but a headquarters. Look, a majority of the polls showed that most New Yorkers supported Amazon coming, but there were politicians and activists who opposed it. Loudly. And at the end of the day, they won. Amazon walked away from the deal.
There wasn't a shred of dialogue. Out of nowhere, they just took their ball and went home.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says a senior Amazon executive broke the news to him over the phone on Thursday. The company would not reconsider its decision to ditch plans for a roughly $2.5 billion New York City headquarters.
All we asked was that they be a good neighbor and be part of the community, and clearly they weren't ready to do that.
Demonstrators who for months raised concerns about the project celebrated near the site where Amazon planned to build.
We are reclaiming our economy and our democracy.
Supporters applauded the deal's 25,000 expected jobs, workforce training, and nearly $30 billion in estimated revenue over 25 years.
Notice how Blasio said we just wanted them to be a good neighbor, and they guess they couldn't be. Amazon did this because of all of the talk that was happening, that it was a $3 billion giveaway. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez basically said, well, we'll use that $3 billion. That's good. We'll use the $3 billion for education and jobs. Well, you just gave away $25,000 jobs, and this is an account that just you have one here in Alabama that you take money from as incentive programs to get companies here.
Right.
And you're talking about a multiplier effect of $30 billion.
And I think my personal opinion on it is in this incentivizing structure that the state governments will give to these large corporations that are bringing in, it's no denying a huge economic impact. I think it's an imperfect system because it does smack as of like, why are you giving them a benefit? I would prefer like you create such a great environment of low taxes and whatnot. that people would come anyhow. But because states do this, of course Amazon's going to go, well, another state will do something for us.
Exactly.
Why are you messing with it?
You're going to get another report. There are the places that they're looking at. But, the problem is everybody would have to not do it.
Exactly.
And that's not going to work.
Well, and there are some basic things that make sense where, like, the state government really does run, like, say you need to build a road for infrastructure. Like, I'm sure deals were made with the Hyundai plant.
Oh, and, God.
And a lot of it was just practical necessity. It wasn't just giveaway, so to speak.
Yeah, the site prep is, roads and site prep are the big things. So, and then job training. That's another thing. You have to do job training. But they were talking about 25,000 people. Now, somebody threw an outrageously high number of how much these people were going to be making. And the number just didn't make sense to me. But the argument that they have on their part is, well, it's going to be overcrowded. It's going to overcrowd New York. I was going like, what? I mean, like, have you been to New York recently? It already is overcrowded. But what it'll do is, if you have a jobs that are in a critical mass of one place, you're going to have more people commuting in. And I don't see the argument on housing. I've known plenty of people who've lived in New York and in New Jersey and Connecticut and Delaware that they commute long distances so they can have that peaceful atmosphere and they're not in the city. And they may have an apartment that's in the city that they'll go to or use when they want to go into the city. But other than that, they're on the choo-choo back home every single day. Let's continue the second part of this story.
Critics, however, worried about the rising housing costs and Amazon's opposition to labor groups and over $3 billion in tax breaks. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represents the district that borders the proposed site.
We could hire out more teachers. We can fix our subways. We can
put Ocasio-Cortez and other political leaders, including President Trump, have criticized Amazon for not paying enough in taxes. This year, the company will reportedly pay $0 in federal taxes on more than $11 billion in profits. In a statement, Amazon blamed politicians who will not work with us to build the type of relationships that are required to go forward with the project. Some local business owners, like Frank Raphael, say the company offered to work with the community.
They were coming to meetings, they were speaking, and they really were trying to do the right thing.
Frank was the only person here yesterday who actually was for the plan. Everybody else was against it who gathered to celebrate. Amazon says they're not reopening the search to find another location. They were going to open another headquarters in Virginia. They will continue with that and another facility in Nashville. Listen, John, if you believe the polls that a majority of people wanted this, what happened yesterday was an example of a minority group, a small group with a loud voice taking on a trillion-dollar giant and winning.
Okay, let's address the tax issue.
Yeah.
What they do, and this guy is really smart the way he does stuff, is he plows his money back into properties and things that are tax deductible. In other words, they're a business expense because his model is so good that they do dividend distributions like crazy, and then they're plowing money back in, like building the Nashville operation. They're building an operation here in Alabama. They're building a big operation in Virginia. I mean, big. So they're plowing the stuff back into it,
right,
and making it, having it as an expense. That's why there's zero base in taxes, and they're giving away big dividends. Let's go to our good friend Scott Simmons. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I make a living selling on Amazon.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. How do you like that?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Incredible. You know, it's I like it. I just don't like their politics.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but I've been doing that for several years now. Got out of real estate and went into e-commerce.
Yeah, so, let me tell you, it's a booming business. I've helped several people move into that world.
Yeah, you know, I have some of my own products out there that in the last year, we grew 200%, you know.
That's great.
And my products and stuff. But the relief that I had when they picked New York and Virginia was that they didn't pick Atlanta. You know, the last thing I wanted to see was that liberal group of people converge on Georgia, and when they seem like they're so close to a tipping point of turning red. I mean, turning blue.
Yeah.
And so to see 10,000 new liberal voters jump into Georgia is the last thing I wanted to see happen. So
they have a pretty big operation in Atlanta already, but it's not 25,000 strong, but it's a big operation. But let me tell you something, Scott. You're spot on. What has happened is you have all these new move-ins to Atlanta because the Atlanta economy is doing really well. And they're living in apartments, and they're living in areas that used to be pretty conservative. Yeah, Marietta and those areas. Well, they built something like, I think my real estate buddy Alva Maxwell told me there's something like 50,000 new apartments that are in that, what they used to call the conservative crescent. And it's all new young people.
Yeah, it is, and it's exactly. And that's my home. I grew up in Marietta, and so I went to Georgia Tech and spent. You know, Atlanta's close to my heart. My brother and his family are in Alpharetta. My sister and her family, Alpharetta. My mom and dad are in Dunwoody, and I used to work out of Dunwoody, and the Perimeter Mall area.
Yeah, the whole area.
All the apartments have become swamped with people from other countries who are moving in and working in the tech jobs. And so it's changing. When you go in, it's kind of, in Montgomery, we don't see this much. We may see, people from South America and Mexico in our Walmarts, let's say. But there's like good people, wearing the hijabs and all the stuff. You walk into Walmart in Dunwoody, and it looks like mostly foreigners shopping in there.
Yeah, there's a big contingent of Indian and Pakistan tech jobs over there.
Yeah, the last time I visited Atlanta, it's interesting. There are little enclaves. I went to a Brazilian one to get some food, and it's interesting how it's working. It's truly an international city.
Really, it truly is.
Buford Highway is a destination for food now. And it used to be such a dump, but now it's, the best Vietnamese food in the South is over there.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting about that part of Georgia, you go to places like you were talking about Dunwoody or Carrollton and some of these small old towns that are there, they have some of the greatest things. You go to Carrollton, for example, on Friday nights once a month they do a open air concert out there. People bring their lawn chairs and their coolers, and it's great, and it's all clean, good fun. Kids are running around having fun. I mean, I was going like, this is great. And all these people basically work in Atlanta and then want to live in Carrollton.
Yeah, well, they built a special new expressway that has limited exit ramps that comes from north of Atlanta, and it shoots into the city in half the time now.
Yeah, you're talking about the toll road? The toll road?
Yeah, there's a new one, that they just finished it. And I've got an aunt who lives out in Kennesaw. And and she works, inside the perimeter, and it takes her 30 minutes to get there now in rush hour.
Kennesaw, Georgia, is another town that when you go there, you're just kind of blown away because it's got Kennesaw State, but it's really a community that's there.
Well, it's big, but my original point of the Amazon effect politically to the city of Atlanta, I think it could possibly be the tipping point to go from Democrat to Republican to Democrat. So that's Atlanta's changing quickly. Business is going to Atlanta. So.
Well, I really appreciate the telephone call. It's great talking to you again, Scott.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks. 272-9228. Let's see where we are here. Let's pick up the U.S.-backed forces. Now, it's U.S.-backed forces in Syria are squeezing ISIS, and they're down into their last square mile.
Well, U.S.-backed forces are closing in on the last sliver of ISIS territory in Syria. This morning, they say ISIS controls only about one square mile in the eastern village of Baghouz. Charlie Daggett reports from the front lines of this offensive that is now entering its final stages.
Cell phone footage of fierce gun battles shows what they've been up against. ISIS militants firing back with everything they had left. But on the front line Thursday, we found a change. Soldiers at ease, sensing victory. That is the village of Bakus Vakani, ISIS's last stand. And apart from sporadic gunfire, all you can hear now is silence. Hundreds of ISIS fighters have reportedly surrendered in the past 48 hours, as many as half the estimated number left. American aid worker David Eubank said he saw dozens give themselves up to U.S. Special Forces right here.
We saw a group of about 50 men, all fit, strong-looking guys, walking with like three women. They searched them all. They were all ISIS fighters that gave up.
The U.S.-led coalition has released a statement saying while ISIS is on the verge of collapse and the end of the physical caliphate is at hand, they continue to pose a threat to the security of this region. For CBS This Morning, Charlie Daggett in eastern Syria.
I love an ISIS fighter crossdresser. my kind of fighter there. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with these people, too.
Right.
Are they going to turn them over to the Kurds?
I mean, you probably want to hold some of them for intelligence purposes.
You don't want to... you put these folks back into the population, guess what? You're going to see them again.
Right.
Because they're devout. News Talk 93.1, Ritz coming back to you, my good friend. Great meeting you yesterday. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this. Time.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
One. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Great song. That's where we are. Folks, you know that weather gets undependable during this time of the year. Storms coming in, possibly ice. You know, we had that snowstorm right before Easter last. Was it last year or year before last? Well, and that power gets knocked out, and where are you? You're sitting in the dark. So you can do something about that. You can call our good friends at Mr. Electric. Danielle will be the person answering the phone. I've got to meet her. They talk about Terry, Danielle, and another tech named Larry. I hear about them more than anybody. But give them a call. Mr. Electric, backup generator. They can price it for you. They can give you financing for it. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Take the worry out of bad weather and blackouts with Mr. Electric, my good friend Dan Black, and talk to Danielle. Let's go to another friend now, Ritz. Ritz, it was great meeting you yesterday.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you as well. Of course, I always knew what you looked like. You didn't. I hope I didn't shock you.
You didn't shock me. You didn't shock me.
But anyway, the reason I called is I have a question. How in the world, and I think this is 2 years in a row now, that Amazon has gone without paying federal taxes. Now, $11.2 billion? How do you not pay taxes on that amount of money?
What they did is, like I said, the deductions that they were using for plowing the money back into the company, then also doing deductions, giving the money out in dividend distributions, things like that. Let me tell you something. When you're a big company, you are making your decisions of what you're doing with a tax motive behind everything you do.
But zero?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, if I didn't have to pay any, guess what? I wouldn't pay any.
So I guess we ought to be grateful the federal government's not having to pay Amazon yet, right?
Well, they did have to pay him one time. there's so many. One of the best things for you to do, and I tell my clients this all the time, owning a business is one of the best tax deductions you can have. It gets you can do so much with a business license. People go, they bitch about paying City of Montgomery. So you paying City of Montgomery, your business license fee just legitimizes you to the IRS and the way you have structured yourself. Get a good attorney, get a good tax advisor, and have a business.
Yeah. Well, and then the business will own you. Because I've been down that road before.
Well, I disagree with that. To me, back in 2008 and 2009 when the economy was falling apart, my company trained me in business startup, career development, and job advancement because we had so many of our clients that were losing jobs. And what we wanted to do is give them the tools to start a business or do a career advancement versus take their money out of their IRA accounts that they had with us, particularly if they were paying a penalty on it. We could get the money out for them using some tricks, but... You know, to me, if you can do something you really enjoy and you're really good at it and you love it, it's not work, it's fun. And you get to make money and it gives you freedom. At least for me, it does.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people do that because having a roof over the head and eating's fun. So, you know, it's you can't always end up in doing something you love to do because you can't make money at it.
No, that's very, very true. Very true, but what you want to do is you want to find a business that you have a talent for and a passion, of a particular passion. And use your gifts and your passions, and you will... It's like, I don't work. I really don't work. I do a radio show. I'm a financial advisor, but I don't really work. I love what I do. I look at my financial practice as a ministry, helping people, using intellectual property, and using the radio show to help people have a better understanding or a deeper knowledge of things.
You're our local Dave Ramsey, huh?
No. Yeah, Dave and I don't necessarily agree on everything, but I've seen some people take some of his advice that kind of went south on him.
Really? I don't know that much about him. I just hear him on the radio all the time.
Yeah, I've met him. He's a real nice guy. They were about to do a deal with Ameriprise, and we as advisors kind of said, I don't think we should be doing this. This is putting our eggs too much in one basket. And people started telling kind of, here's some stories of things we ran into. I'll give you an example. I had someone who came to me who had basically paid off their house, didn't owe anything on their house, had taken the money out of IRA accounts and some other investments, and then their daughter got leukemia.
Ooh.
And they couldn't help her. Because they could not show an income stream that was big enough to be able to help do any financing on the house. And they didn't have any assets. So all they were doing basically was living off Social Security and pension.
Hmm.
So here they were watching their daughter with leukemia and suffering through it because they couldn't help her.
That's what a desperate situation that sounds like.
Yeah, it really is. It was just, it was bad advice. You always want to keep a cash reserve.
Yeah. Yeah, he has an austere program. I know that much.
And I like the killing the debt, and I love some of the new debt reduction stuff that's out there. We utilize it some with clients, but you have to do it in a practical way, with the understanding that something could happen bad at any moment in your life. Anything from the roof coming off to a very bad car wreck to getting very, very sick. And what are you going to do if that happens?
Right. That's sound advice. Well, what about Amazon's impact on local businesses, especially your mom and pops? Amazon is so big and so successful, they're even, spanking Walmart.
They are, and it depends on which side of the equation you're looking at. I, because of my conservative credentials, I think that if I can save money by using Amazon, then I'm going to take that money I'm saving and I'm going to apply it to something else. And those something else's are things that you normally are picking up in the community. So I think that the savings portion of it actually kind of helps, particularly now that Amazon is paying sales tax in a limited way. It's 8% instead of 10%, but they're paying some sales tax. So that makes government happy. But if somebody can save money and you can keep dollars in your pocket, they're going to hopefully go in the right place, and one of the great places it can go into is more investments and or more services that they need here in the community.
Hey, just point of clarification, are you saying they're paying sales tax or are they collecting sales tax?
They're collecting sales tax, sorry. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're paying them to collect tax.
Right.
So they're making money on that as well. Well, all right, Dan, the answer... You answered my question. I sure appreciate the time.
Enjoyed meeting you, my friend.
May as well. Thank you so much.
Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, heading to the top of the hour. Yeah, see, I knew better than that. They're not paying taxes. We're paying taxes, of course. Danny Boy, Ray Ray, coming back to you right after our top of the hour break.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.